This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There's something different happening in the latest stock market drop. Gold is dropping too.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Stocks continue to fall overseas this morning, but so-called safe haven commodities like gold and silver that usually rise in uncertain times are falling as well. In fact, many metals are on track for their worst week in months. To find out what's going on, let's bring in Kevin Kerr. He's president of Kerr Trading International and senior analyst at moneyandmarkets.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've had a lot of stock market drops recently, and usually when that happens, many investors go to safe places like gold. But this time, gold is dropping too. What's going on?
Well, this is really a parabolic move lower. We've seen this happen in just a few days, and it's over fears out of a China slowdown and also in the U.S. and the Fed's announcement that they're going to try to do something with this twist program. So it's moved the market significantly in just a few days.
Is inflation less of a concern now than it was just a few days ago?
Not at all. Of course, this is a dramatic move in just a few days, and I think it's really a knee-jerk reaction. Inflation is still a specter in the background. The Fed has really solved nothing, and we think they're going to be printing more money, which will drive these commodities and prices right back up.
What about other metals like tin, which has seen a big drop, and copper, which has also seen a big drop? Why are those things falling in price, and what kind of impact will that have in the real world?
Base metals are typically used in construction and manufacturing, and with those slowing down numbers that are coming out of China, that concerns investors, so they're taking their money out of those markets. And besides, those base metals markets have been flying high for a very long time and were overdue for a correction.
Kevin Kerr, president of Kerr Trading International and senior analyst at moneyandmarkets.com, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Well, today, Congress will bring together doctors, hospitals, and drug makers to talk about the list of drugs that we're running out of in this country. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports.
Some drugs are in such short supply that hospitals are buying them on the gray market, paying 10 times the price for certain cancer medications or anesthetics, or telling doctors they have to use unfamiliar alternatives. That's led to overdoses, deaths, and, in some cases, patients waking up in the middle of surgery.
You know, it's a very, very scary situation.
Michael Cohen is president of the Institute for Safe Medicine Practices. He says consolidation in the generic drug industry is a big part of the problem. Too few manufacturers.
They've literally decided, you know, it's not profitable enough to make this drug anymore. We're not getting paid enough for it.
Medicare limits drug prices. Two bills in Congress would require drug makers to alert the FDA before they stop production, so at least hospitals can make other plans. A more controversial fix would allow hospitals to buy drugs overseas. That could lead to other problems, like nurses having to decode dosing information in French. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down again this morning. In Europe, we're talking 1% to 3% lower right now. Here in the U.S., Hewlett-Packard employees will hear today from their new CEO, Meg Whitman, who recently lost her bid to be governor of California. HP hired her yesterday and fired CEO Leo Apotheker just 11 months after he was hired to turn around the company. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow plunged 391 points, about 3.5%, to close at 10,733.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. and by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Well, a lot has happened this week at the UN General Assembly in New York, but here's one warning that was made there and hasn't gotten much attention. Non-communicable diseases like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes could cripple economies in the emerging world. That's what concerns Dr. Thomas Frieden, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you're the head of the CDC. We've got plenty of health challenges here in the U.S. Why is it so important to you and to the United States to focus on problems overseas?
Well, we're obviously concerned when it comes to infectious diseases, but we also have connections in the non-communicable diseases, both in terms of food and medicine safety, but also in learning lessons from each other and confronting what's now the leading causes of death, not just in rich countries, but in poor countries also, heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diabetes.
Well, why are we in the U.S. concerned about these non-communicable diseases overseas?
Actually, what we're seeing is that in the past decade, as you know, U.S. exports to developing countries have grown many times faster than exports to major economies. So if we can help countries remain healthy and vibrant, it's good for them and it's good for us.
So you're saying we'd actually see an economic benefit from healthier emerging economies around the world?
We can not only increase their ability to consume our goods, but also reduce the likelihood of instability and economic problems in other countries.
Well, how much does it cost a country, an emerging country, to deal with these problems like diabetes or obesity or heart disease?
It's always going to be a whole lot cheaper to prevent health problems than to treat them. Even in the U.S., the care of someone with diabetes costs $6,600 more every year than the care of someone without diabetes. And for developing countries that have very limited resources, it's going to be very difficult to manage problems if they don't reduce the number of people with these conditions.
Thomas Frieden is head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
And finally, to Venice, Italy, where one set of parents has had enough. Their 41-year-old son refuses to leave home, and now his parents are seeking a court order to force him out. The father tells Italy magazine, "He has a good job but still lives at home. He demands that his clothes be washed and ironed and his meals prepared. He really has no intention of leaving." The family has enlisted the help of an Italian consumer association, which recently got another adult son to leave the nest and made sure it was for good. His parents promptly changed the locks. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Covering the economy is a 24/7, 365 kind of thing. So every Friday, we get a little help from our friends.
We were sinking fast, and we had no idea whether the world was coming to an end or not.
Oil goes high enough, people stop driving, they stop buying cars, they stop going out to eat.
There are bumps in the road, but consumers are starting to feel better.
I'm Kai Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.